Trade deadline, NFL, 12 days away, Tuesday, November 5th, 4 p.m. And it's so funny, the trade deadline in NFL used to be an afterthought. Now it resembles Major League Baseball all the way. You've got a lot of wide receivers changing addresses. Cooper Kupp's name's being bannered about. That sounds glamorous, but he can't stay healthy, gentlemen.
There are some wide receiver needy teams that I think will take a look. It's just too much money. That's the bottom line. They want people to take on the contract for Cooper Kupp. He's due like $60 million over the next couple of years. I mean, it's just something outrageous that I don't know if you can find some kind of partner to financially make it work, but nobody can really afford to take on that entire salary, I don't think, with the risk involved.
It seems like the big thing now are guys can be short-term rentals, or you go out and get a guy that's already kind of signed, is not going to throw a wrench into your salary cap.
It just seems like to me like wide receivers right now are closers in baseball. Like you're just trading wide receivers and like you're like, oh, we're going to make a playoff run. Let's get, you know, this guy here, that guy here. And they're like the closer, those and edge rushers, like wide receivers and edge rushers right now, closers in bullpen depth in baseball. When you go to the deadline, you go, well, we think we're good, but man, we could use some help on the back end of that bullpen to be able to get it done. And then you trade for a closer and he takes you the distance.
I know Terry Fontenot's on the phone. You guys think anything's going to happen? Who's out there? This could be maybe some second tier guys could maybe be impactful. I don't think you're going to have somebody that's going to come in and just be dominant.
If something happens, it would be great. I also think if nothing happens, don't be the guy that says, why didn't they do anything? Because you know good and well that he tried to.
He tried.
I know that Josh Uche in New England is a name that's been linked to the team. Now, it's been linked not by anyone inside the NFL circle,
no.
But it's just a name that is out there that could you go back? He would walk in here and think he would lead our team with two sacks this year, but
we got D'Angelo Malone to
and a seventh. Okay. Don't forget the seventh; it's very important. Seventh. And now we're losing a special teams ace if that happened with D'Angelo Malone. He's been very.
He probably actually
teams.
Holds some value when you look at some of these playoffs. Here's what I'll say, Rob. To your point, to your question, Raimondi and ESPN, all the ESPN writers kind of had a list yesterday of potential trades. Raimondi said the name he brought up is actually Richie Grant. Because Richie Grant is a guy that's played some good football in the NFL, and some teams need safety help, and he probably holds some value if you want to go out and get something. The name that was brought up kind of coming into Atlanta by Walder on ESPN on this article was actually wide receiver Christian Kirk, which I was like, I don't even know how that would even fit.
Was that the article where he's talking about Ray McLeod hasn't he mentioned him. This would be an upgrade over Ray. That's what it was. Yeah, I saw that.
Let me ask you a question. Does he watch the Falcons play, or has he read the stat line of Ray McLeod? Because you can say whatever you want about Ray McLeod, but he has been clutch. He's
been pretty good, I thought.
A ton of third downs. He's been in the first few games of the season, he was the only guy getting open, I felt like.
That's what I was thinking when I read that. I go, has this guy watched the Falcons this year?
I
didn't take it as a knock on Ray McLeod's play. Not how I kind of looked at it.
Let me tell you something. You're going to bring in Christian Kirk, who is making 18. His average annual value is $18 million now, and he's got another year left.
Yeah.
I
don't agree with it. I just didn't take it as a knock on Ray. I just think that it is what it is. When you look at explosive plays and explosive players, it never hurts to add one.
That just screams, I don't watch the Falcons play. I haven't watched. I read some stats. I knew that. And this is what I'm going to go with.
Had a deadline, had to put something out there.
Yeah, I'm just going to throw crap on the wall.
All right, Mike, we're miking you up, Mike.